The American Library Association released its list of the 100 books that have been censored the most in the United States. The ALA calls it the list of most challenged books. The list includes books from writers Toni Morrison, a Nobel Prize winner, John Green, Harper Lee, and Margaret Atwood. Sherman Alexie's prize-winning The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian came in at number one. It was followed by Dave Pilkey's Captain Underpants picture books and Jay Asher's young adult novel 13 Reasons Why. Parents' criticisms of these books included descriptions of illegal drug use and suicide. Offensive language was also one of the reasons. A lot of the books on the list show that parents are questioning books by people of color and books from the LGBTQ community, said Deborah Caldwell Stone. She is the director of the Library Association's Office for Intellectual Freedom. Examples include Morrison's The Bluest Eye, about a black girl raped by her father, Alex Gino's George, about a transgender child, and Justin Richardson's and Peter Parnell's picture book about two gay penguins, and Tango Makes Three. The list was announced this week as the Library Association prepares for its yearly Banned Books Week. The ALA explains that an attempt to censor a book is a written complaint filed with a library or school requesting that materials be removed because of content or appropriateness. The list comes from news reports and from documents from libraries and others in the local community. The ALA also said that many attempts at censorship are not reported. The association does not count the number of times books are removed from a library or from a school reading list. The list over the past 10 years includes popular books such as Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird and Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. It also includes newer works, such as Suzanne Collins' The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games has been accused of being anti-family and celebrating violence. Others included were Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale, John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, and J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye. Most of the books are fiction, but the list also includes such nonfiction works as Jeanette Wall's story about her childhood, The Glass Castle, and Anne Frank, Diary of a Young Girl. Frank died in a Nazi concentration camp. In the book, she wrote about her growing sexual feelings as she and her family hid from the Nazis in Amsterdam during World War II. There are actually two lines of objections to the Anne Frank diary, Caldwell Stone said. One of the criticisms was about Anne's growing interest in a boy. The other is that it was inappropriate for someone 12 years old to learn about the Holocaust. It was too much of a downer. I'm Susan Shand.